is too. That, yeah. Hello. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey.
Hi.
But yeah, Rebecca's here to talk about music and shit. Not literal shit, you know.
Metaphorical
sense. Yeah. Other big news, that not that Rebecca's here, somebody tried to break Arclight.
Yeah, in the studio. Yeah.
Somebody threw something through the window.
There's currently a smashed window. Yeah, it was last night from the day we were recording this. There is a group of of ruffians, as I call them.
Oh, like the fat little ginger one.
Fat little ginger one. We can't say that on the podcast, so I'll cut that out.
He's not going to listen to the fucking thing.
Okay, everybody.
Unless he's thought, that building looks like you could make a good podcast. Of course he's not going to listen.
There's a fat little ginger kid who he has this little... And he goes
around on a BMX.
And he has this posse of other bikes.
He's cool.
Yeah.
So.
Is that supposed to be fresh? Is it a cool thing?
So Rebecca, tell us about your new EP, Fresh.
Oh, yeah. Before EP was actually called Fresh.
You could call it Fresh. Or for those who don't know, Rebecca's a really great piano singer, songwriter person. But she could go hip hop and call it Fresh. We could do what?
Yeah, totally do that.
I'm the next Kanye.
Speaking of Kanye, did you guys see the James Franco Seth Rogen video?
No, I keep seeing it coming up.
Everyone can post it on Facebook.
Well, have you seen the original though?
No.
Of Bane 2. Okay.
Kanye
West and Kim Kardashian did a video together.
Oh, I heard about that.
And Kim Kardashian's naked and they're on a motorbike and it looks crap.
Naked on a motorbike? I've been on a bike before. Jesus.
And Kanye's rapping. And
for a girl as well.
Kanye's rapping and stuff. But then... Whoa.
Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
Please.
It's a terrible video.
Okay.
And
it's a Kanye video, of course.
James Franco and Seth Rogen recreated it shot for shot. James Franco as Kanye West doing all the moves, and then Seth Rogen as a naked Kim Kardashian. And it is
I can see that. I can imagine.
But it's they don't go off course at all. It's exactly the same shot for shot.
Yeah.
There's videos of them side by side where it's the same.
Video now as well.
That's
amazing. On YouTube
this week. It's actually
I didn't do that.
Some guy on Chat Roulette who just every time you flick onto him, he's just there in a bra on some swing thing.
A lot of time he's naked too, and he's on a big exercise ball type thing, held up by some rope, and it just beautiful.
In his dungeon.
That's pretty good. There you go.
No, I wanted. I don't know if you saw Brian Mark yet.
No, I missed it.
Right, okay, because as I posted, Dara said he said on Twitter, I was like, having watched Graham Norton last night, I did not want nor did not need to know that you could have that area tightened by surgery. Because he asked, as you know, when Sharon Osbourne's on, you ask her about all the surgery.
Tightened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of people getting it chopped.
It? Well, she was asked what was the most painful surgery she has had, and... she out and out just said, yes, having my vagina tightened. Now, honest to God, if that doesn't say I love my husband, what does? She's 60. Ozzy must be fucking delighted. No, why?
I don't know.
Why? You have to ask her. I watched... insight there.
That's weird, because I watched Graham Norton the week,
the week
before, and they talked about loosened vaginas a lot. Robbie said something about when his wife was having his baby, that it was like watching his favourite pub burn down. Which is a good quote.
Yeah, that is a good quote. Yeah. It's watching your favourite pub burn down.
Oh, so is it a childbirth thing, or is it just a excessive riding?
It's a childbirth. Whoa.
When you're married to Ozzy Osbourne, anything could be happening.
On that note, we should move on to Rebecca's career. How are you, Rebecca?
Yeah, geez, Rebecca has a career. What? Let's talk more about me.
We have you on the podcast. We should talk about various things that you're in.
That wasn't a sexual thing. Anyone who thought that was a sexual thing is a bad person.
But please keep listening, because we need to listen.
Don't worry. We'll leave the steamy stuff for the end.
Well, no, we've gone pretty steamy.
I think it's done.
Very steamy.
Damn. Like that scene in Titanic.
Oh,
that's a good scene.
Yeah.
It's just very long.
Very long.
A lot of breasts.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I don't mind.
Film.
Well, it's not PG, is it?
It is, isn't it?
I thought it was 12, maybe.
Even if it's 12.
It's still a lot of breasts
that's
for 12.
A lot of breasts.
To be fair, though.
And then the very.
They never actually show the actual breasts, though. They just. Show the picture.
Ah, yeah, but still.
So it's like...
It's a picture of breasts. Yeah, but it's basically
a,
porn.
But it's a drawing.
So you're telling me, right? So if I draw... So that's, yeah, so if I take the porn magazines down out of the centre and I trace over them and make my own little magazine and stick it up there, I can put it on the bottom shelf because that's not porn because it's in pencil.
No, because... They're not real boobs.
That's me now. There we go. I didn't take into account whether they were real or not.
No offense to Kate Winslet, because
no offense to Kate Winslet, yeah,
and her boobs, which Rebecca has claimed are fake, but
no.
Made it look bad in front of the listenership.
Yeah.
So
Katie Winslet's boobs. Back to Rebecca Geary's career.
Rebecca.
That's the usual tangent this podcast goes on.
How did you start? No, that's a terrible question. How do you interview people?
You
I don't know.
You interview people.
You haven't got a clue.
They were not this. What?
I'm trying to interview Rebecca slightly.
No, don't.
I'm trying to casually do it.
Rebecca, tell us about music.
Okay.
There you go. See?
Okay.
Can I do like?
Tell me about music. No.
Can I pretend I don't really know anything about you? So I believe you play piano. You see?
Do you believe
that's
so?
That's the illusion. I believe so.
You'd
believe
be right. You'd be okay.
Yeah, she can play piano. She doesn't play. This is how you play.
That could be true.
Aww.
I play with conviction.
It's like Gareth and Wayne's World.
I like to play.
That's what you are, Rebecca. You're Gareth from Wayne's World.
I haven't seen that actually.
I've
been missed.
I should throw something at you. That's disgraceful.
I've been meaning to. Okay, it's on my list.
I don't think so.
I haven't seen it on Netflix.
I have the DVD. You can borrow it if you'd like.
Okay. It's on
Wayne's
my
World
list, 2 okay?
Not so great.
I liked Wayne's World 2.
That's all right, but it's not
for
like
all those weird flash. Like dream things. With the naked Indian in the desert.
Sorry.
Oh, that was quite funny. Yeah,
I love that. And then meeting Aerosmith. Aerosmith at the giant Mirthmobile limousine at the end.
Mm. Oh, there was also Drew Barrymore as a sexy Swedish
and of
secretary.
Course, the monologue.
The monologue.
A British guy.
I take it back. Wayne's World 2 was good.
Film. And just the whole thing about him sleeping upside down because he learned from Keith Richards.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that is why Keith cannot be killed by conventional weapons. Because he sleeps upside down.
I like in Wayne's World 1 the scene where they're talking about not getting advertisers on their show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Every time it cuts to someone, they're holding a product placement.
Little yellow. And then Garrett is just there in like full Pepsi gear.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why people sell out, man. Just get paid. I mean, I think that's really sad.
Is that like
Siri?
Actually, Brian.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
is no, that?
He'll be back. He'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Cartoon death.
He'll be
isn't
back,
real death.
Man. I didn't even watch it. I just say okay, all
it's
over
really
Facebook.
Sad.
Thank
it's
you
really
for
sad.
Letting me know.
I saw the
spoiler
alert. Yeah.
It's on YouTube. The episode.
Yeah, I watched it. But I wasn't even watching Family Guy. I just see pages all over Facebook.
Yeah,
like,
no,
hey,
there's the
not
the
like I was
going to
watch
Brian,
it or
the
anything.
The RIP Brian page.
It's many.
It was quite sad and an incredibly stupid thing to do. I'm sure they'll learn from it at some point. They'll go, shit, nobody's watching Family Guy anymore.
Yeah.
What could we have possibly done wrong?
To be fair, it works because people are talking about it. In that sense.
Some of you are watching it. They'll watch like the next 3 and then they'll go... Yeah, he was in The Sopranos, but this new dog is shit.
You see...
They got some guy from Sopranos to, like, replace Brian as a dog called Vinny, and it's just...
It's not
okay.
Working. It's obviously they're just going, you know, he's going to be...
See, what they could do is, if that ends up being terrible, they can just bring Brian back. And that'll be another 3 episodes worth of watching.
Yeah.
And then they've got 6 episodes, and then they'll be fine for a bit.
I heard if someone actually got a tattoo, R.I.P. Brian...
Oh.
There was a thing
that's
going to
be embarrassing
today,
when he comes back.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian. Just get it scribbled out.
Just Brian.
Just Brian. It was Brian. Why? Yeah, just get Brian, not rest in peace, Brian. Because if then if he does come back, he's like, yeah, I got it for Brian.
Just
who's Brian? The dog
love.
From Family Guy. Why'd you get a tattoo of that? I don't know.
You do music. Go on.
Yes.
Go on. And play piano very badly. Nah, you don't.
You play ukulele as well.
I'm going to stop being mean to Rebecca. Okay?
Yeah.
You're good at music. You do music well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ben.
Okay, interview question number two.
Yes.
It's not going to be an interview.
Who would you say your main influences are? Oh, boom. Oh, there you go. Oh, that's the one. Oh, that's the one.
God. Okay. Oh my God.
The main being Regina Spektor.
That's
the,
one.
Oh, that one them the there goddess. That did that songs.
Yeah.
What?
That one them there that did them songs. She's good.
Yeah.
She did them good.
Wow, that was yeah, she did them good.
That was like her pimp or something.
Rebecca also has a side
career. Could be.
I'm one of her bitches, don't you know?
Yeah.
That's where I make all my money. Rebecca pimps me out.
Exactly.
That's a gigolo. It's a good career.
Gigolo. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah.
She's very nice.
What have we to do so far? Rebecca plays piano and ukulele and Dara's a gigolo. That's called
she only hits me if I don't make like under 100.
If I make
under 100.
How many clients do you need to make 100?
Well, he's very 50? High end.
No, I'm very high end. I charge like I charge 200 an hour, Ben.
We prefer the term escort.
You're very lucky, Ben. You get the privileges for free. But
yeah, I get the premium price.
You're kind of abusing
you actually. You're the reason I get slapped by Rebecca. Because I shouldn't be giving you free
because you get slapped by me.
It's just too much slapping. Ow. Really, that's what I'm here to talk about. I don't like the slapping.
A string of cycles of abuse from me and abuse from Rebecca.
It's just back and forth.
But he gets his pay
and
at
then
the
he goes
end.
Home.
I get my pay at the end, yeah, it's true.
Gets his pay at the end. Sometimes
all of it's spent on hospital bills, but what are you going
to
do?
No. Sometimes it's not too bad. Sometimes it's plasters and not just hospital bills.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see after tonight.
We'll see.
Wow.
Wait until we stop recording. Rebecca and I are here. We're never in the same room together.
Oh, no.
It's gonna be a good old fashioned beat down.
So Regina Spektor.
She's good.
Yes.
Did she do one of the songs from Wicked or something?
Wicked?
Yeah. Define Gravity? Is
that her? No.
Jesus, no, I don't know.
No, you're thinking something else with a mad name.
She did a song from Narnia.
Yeah.
I was saying that's another
Sean Frayne, friend of the podcast.
Yes.
He's a big fan. He's done covers of her
songs
before. She did a song in the film 500 Days of Summer.
Two.
It's called, it's two songs. There's
Us
the main,
and
the main
Hero.
Us.
Jesus Christ.
Us is the. She's a huge fan. Mega fan.
Heroes.
Think me as a Robbie Williams fan, but translated to Rebecca as a Regina Spektor fan.
Yeah. Right, okay.
And that's the level. Because the other way, I'm a huge Robbie Williams fan.
Yes.
Think that,
unfortunately,
but
I
with Regina Spektor.
I've seen your drawings.
Bit like Kate Winslet.
Huge breasts on them.
Yeah, they're rather big.
Ben's not joking.
He is not yours.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Robbie.
Leave it hanging
I'm
again.
I'm taking off a picture of him.
Leave it hanging. That's how you
know
Robbie, eh?
Hey!
Oh, no.
Erectile dysfunction. Lovely jokes.
I love those ads.
They're really funny. Oh yeah, they're gone.
They're really funny.
Oh yeah. I don't recognize.
There was some really strange ad.
Oh no, it's three. What is it? One third of men.
It's like, it's admit, okay.
One third of men admit they have a problem with erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
The other two thirds just don't think it's a problem.
I saw a really strange ad last night and it was like, you know, like kind of the tele shopping ads or the eHarmony or whatever like that when you have to call up the number and everything, and it was like love something, and it was all these couples like acting really normal and like really regular couples talking about sex toys.
Like we're John and Kate, we've been married for 5 years now.
Like, yeah, exactly. It did great wonders for our relationship.
No, the weirdest thing is the fact that show, the embarrassing bodies thing, that's on at like 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, it's pretty prime time.
Good God, I turned it on the other day and literally it was just women and vaginas and I literally had to turn it on. I was like, no, I just can't.
I don't think it's a very good representation.
I remember
vaginas,
not all vaginas have been that. It was so weird.
Rebecca, tell us about your
what?
No. No. I wasn't going to say
finish
that.
Finish the sentence, okay, please.
Tell us about your
I was gonna do the joke. Tell us about your charity pursuits as a vagina activist. I thought that would be funny. It's too late now, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. His was more disgusting, by the way.
I know it was. Why do you think I'm here? Dara provides the moral part of the podcast, and then you come over to me for just all the shit that's going to get me sent to hell.
Yeah. We all know. Okay.
That's what I'm here for.
Ah, no, you'll be fine, Ben. There is no hell. Yay!
Yay!
Atheism, where your dreams go to live.
What?
I'm trying to say you're not going to hell. In a catchy slogan form.
Don't worry, when you die, you just rot in the ground. Yay!
Whether you're good or bad. Yay!
Whether you're good or bad, nobody cares. Unless you're really bad, then somebody might dig you up and bum your corpse. But you have to be really bad.
Yay! Regina Spector, eh?
Hey.
Regina Spector, that's the one.
Big fan. She is.
The goddess among humans.
She was on a song with Ben Folds. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I'm literally holding back tears to just try not make another vagina joke. Don't say something about a Regina vagina. Don't say. Replace the ori. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. So sorry. Half this podcast is going to have to be cut out because it just won't be usable.
Regina vagina.
That sounds like a catchy 30s tune or something.
Regina.
Do you know what my initials are?
Or
Jean.
Hey! I have to say, Rebecca is very good at one-line jokes. What is it? Exit signs? They're on the way out.
Hey!
You didn't pause.
That. Oh, I found that one particularly funny.
Nostalgia. Long sapping around.
Hey!
There you go. I'll save one for later.
We can end with one.
Yeah.
With a really good one.
A lot of people have already heard it.
I like to end on a one-liner, yeah.
I don't exactly. No.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what's going on in my life?
Dead.
I'm dead. I might as well be.
This is depressing, man.
This is the depressing part.
Talk about vaginas more. That's more fun.
Genitals! Woo!
Oh, did you know koalas, female koalas have 4 vaginas?
No.
Damn!
Yeah.
They just must get around.
Yeah.
Ducks have a corkscrew shaped penis.
Oh, what? Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah,
well.
And the lady duck, whatever they're called.
It's
the reverse corkscrew.
The shape of it.
Yeah, it's a reverse corkscrew.
I wonder, do they go in that way? Like, keep spinning around.
Have to go in, like, upside down.
Keep spinning around until it gets all the way in. Oh,
God. Oh, my God.
I wasn't expecting that.
I just threw a ball at Rebecca.
Not that sort of ball.
Not that kind of ball. Not a ball sack can reach that far, I'm definitely in some trouble. Like a lasso.
Roping in the ladies.
Oh, God. It's like a batarang.
A
batarang? Why did I just say boomerang?
It's a batarang.
It's what Batman has.
Oh.
The boomerang.
And Batman also has huge balls. So it works out.
In those tight spandex.
We all saw Batman and Robin.
His nipples were pretty graphic in that film as well.
Yeah. And yes, Batgirl, no nipples.
But. Massive arse.
Yeah.
My God.
But so did Clooney. So did Clooney as well.
Yeah, so did Clooney. They perfectly designed arse cracks in that film.
And Robin had nothing, and that's why his career died. No bums.
Robin. Robin's on TV.
Yeah, but it took him like 20 years.
He's on 15 years. Los Angeles with LL Cool J.
Where dreams go to die.
That or Hawaii 5-0.
CSI.
Hawaii 5-0 literally is where careers go to die because the Asian guy from Lost is there and one of the twins from the Oceans movies is there and the other twin was just Casey Affleck.
Okay.
So obviously, we saw what happened there.
Yeah.
Casey Affleck is famous. This guy is now in Hawaii 5-0.
There's,
What have you done with your career, blonde guy from Ocean's 11? What are you doing with yourself? And Jin from Lost. Because I watched Lost.
Yeah.
That was a disappointment.
He was the guy from Lost, Doug something, who married, like, a 16-year-old. Who's that?
Yeah,
he's like 50.
Stodden.
Yeah, Courtney Stodden.
Doug
something. Doug's not his name in the show.
He's
it's
in
his actor's
name.
He's
in the Wisey Ball.
He's in the Green Mile, and yeah, his wife now. I think she's like 18.
I think they're
now.
Divorced though.
What?
Yeah.
Such a shame.
But
yeah.
They were so interesting. She
yeah.
has the biggest gazongas I've ever seen.
That's our word of the day.
Gazongas.
She went live on TV to prove that she hadn't had surgery. Like, she got inspected by a plastic surgeon on live TV. To
That's
prove
impressive.
She were real. And, she looks like she's 30. She was like 16.
And yet has massive
right.
boobs.
Gigantic.
Big L boobies.
Really huge.
What?
Boobies.
And there we go on your list of things Rebecca's not going to say in the podcast. Gazongas and boobies. And also Regina Vagina. Regina Vagina.
Regina Vagina.
Regina Vagina.
That also sounds like a 1930s song. Oh, Regina, Regina.
I was watching the rugby before I came up here. It was Australia who were playing... Wales. And Australia have a guy, a fullback, called Cummins. And not only does he have a great he has like kind of long curly hair and he wears the sweatband and he has a mustache and he looks like a 70s porn star.
Called Cummins.
Yeah, he literally looks like something out of movie guys. And you're just like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you playing rugby and not just making porn? I don't know, it's ridiculous.
That's
every deadly. Time I see him, I just... And when he runs as well, he's like, he's kind of like a spaniel, his hair just kind of... It's fucking ridiculous.
Ah, that's mad, Ted.
That's mad. Speaking of Ted...
Did you hear about the guy, Todd... what's the guy from the Christmas episode? What's his second name?
Todd?
You know, the priest who comes in and...
Comes in what?
Hey! No, the priest who comes into the house and ends up staying with them, pretends he's Ted's old friend from.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Todd.
Todd.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
the one
Todd.
With
he
down
goes
on the...
down on the zip wire and
yeah,
he,
like a Mission
yeah.
Impossible thing. And he goes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He
the Christmas
okay.
episode.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
He got arrested for not showing up to court recently. He was in the news.
Scandal. I was just trying to be cool and be like, we went to the Duckworth Lewis matches.
I just brought it down,
yeah.
God damn it.
You just brought it down. I was, for once in the podcast, in all the time we're going to be recording this now, I was trying to be happy.
And Dara
has made Robbie down again. So.
Me and Ben went to the Duckworth Lewis Method
yeah,
in awesome. The Olympia. I am talking
in
a radio voice.
Are they the ones who
sound
Terror Records as well?
Yes.
Oh,
they're great.
So
they played My Lovely Horse.
Yeah.
It took some persuading. Not because Neil Hannon, who's the keyboard player and singer in Duckworth Lewis, he's Divine Comedy as well. He wrote all the Father's Head music and IT Crowd music and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And someone shouted My Lovely Horse from the audience. And he said, no, fuck off. That and then the band started saying,
yeah.
play My Lovely Horse.
Yeah, the
and then he was like, fine. And then he played it and they had a kazoo solo instead of a saxophone solo.
Yeah,
and it was immense.
Lovely.
It was immense.
Okay, I'm going to try to be with you. So how's the EP going?
Oh, yes.
Are we going to talk about this?
Well, the EP is going to be on hold for a bit now
because
new things are coming into play. The new things.
If you can't talk about them, just say it now.
No, I can't.
Rebecca is busy with her pimp work. And
I'm busy with my pimp work, but I'm currently singing with Submotion.
Ta-da.
Yeah, the EP could keep going, but I kind of feel I want to do this.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, one thing at a time because I'm freaking tired.
Oh, that shit, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah,
and
Submotion
are in a fancy pantsy music maker thing.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Very good.
They are very good.
They are
they
very,
are.
Very good. And you're in Submotion now, so you're very good.
I feel
very,
I feel
good.
The privilege.
Do you feel part of the band yet? Or are you still like, we should do that instead of that?
We should point out Rebecca's quite a new member.
Yeah.
But,
very new.
Very new.
Only like a couple of weeks.
So there you go. It's all fresh.
Fresh.
That sounds like an extra chewing gum
or, like,
ad or something.
Fresh.
We should be an advertiser. That would be a good idea.
Instead of like if we do a Razzies advertise on this, just by the chance we get like regular extra.
Fresh. We'll just use that. We'll just
at the start of every
that.
Podcast, just at the start and end of every podcast.
Fresh.
Not even the just go Fresh Yeah, that'd be good. That works for me.
Yeah.
Like
so,
that.
Wrigley's.
You know where to come, yeah.
You know where to, I'm going to email them tonight.
Yeah.
And email them every day for the next 6 weeks and see if they've got his advertising.
And stand outside their building.
Wherever that is. Probably not.
Binoculars.
Nah. Patrick.
No, I keep my binoculars for my, you know, other spying.
Other types.
Yeah. Spying on the lady types.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He actually means fellas.
On the fellas.
The music maker thing.
Oh yeah.
So it's cool. It's good.
It's very cool.
You're kind of like signed up with Music Maker.
Yeah, for until March or April or something like that. The big Button Factory gig in March.
Which will be, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Hey! Yeah.
We should advertise for Cadbury's. Hey! Give us money!
Before I ever went to the Button Factory, like, I always thought that's what it was.
Literally, never heard about it until like 10 seconds.
No, I mean like years ago.
Well, we've been to the actual Cadbury's Factory.
We ate twice.
I've been once.
I saw it.
Shut up, Dara.
I saw it last night when I was on the road.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
She was gigging with the motion.
Oh, you saw the Button Factory.
Oh, no, not last night,
like,
the night before.
Oh.
The Cadbury's.
Oh, it was Cadbury's.
Yeah, the Cadbury's.
Where?
When I was in a car last
night. We were talking about the England one.
Oh, is there
like the big,
like the main one,
like
the original one?
There's like a building near enough to town.
Maybe I think that's
like
just where they like ship it out to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were in the one like the OG.
You weren't there, man.
That's horribly un-Willy Wonka like. Then.
Yeah, no, the actual one you go there, they just don't stop giving you chocolate. It's fucking awesome.
Okay.
It's so good.
So good.
That really fun.
Yeah.
I think we had to wrap up quite soon because we've kept Rebecca here for quite a while, more than she was supposed. But
see, Rebecca spoils the fun.
Before we go, Rebecca, you're in another band with a very handsome gentleman.
She's not a band.
A beautiful handsome.
He's called Dara Cullen Ladies. He's
if you're
single.
Listening,
Dara Cullen Ladies. That's his.
Dara Cullen Ladies. Yeah.
You'll find
Dara
him at
DaraCullenLadies.com.
No, me and Rebecca sing songs together sometimes.
Did you know
that was a lot of alliteration? But yeah, me and Rebecca sing songs.
Wow.
In venues and whatnot.
Absurd.
For money sometimes.
I'll do anything you want as long as you pay me.
People throw bills at us for.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, actually, did I tell you? I spelled tomfoolery wrong on all our accounts. Did I tell you that?
I had a feeling we did. Yeah.
There's an. I put an extra E.
Yeah.
In
I
don't know why I did
you.
That.
I didn't want to.
So if you're it could add to it because tomfoolery means messing around, and we were messing around with spelling. But if you're looking
like
up Total
Tomfoolery.
No, Total Tomfoolery.
Because
it's like.
Like that.
Yeah. We put an EY instead of a Y.
There
yeah. But just so you know, that was me being Indonesian.
Not the first time. There we go. So I think you're going to play a song now, right?
Yeah, I don't know what song we're going to sing.
Start playing something and see what happens.
We will also have Rebecca on our YouTube channel at some point. What song? Would you feel comfortable singing?
What ones can you play?
We play most of them.
All of them!
I can do
that. I know them all!
I can do the five from the EP.
Oh, okay.
That's not happening.
That's not on there.
Damn it.
No, it will.
Just not yet.
Not right now. It's all there. It's all happening.
Fresh!
Fresh!
I know Smile or Suburban Breakout or Home Sweet, that's too many park words. You could do Home Sweet if you want to.
Do you have any happy songs?
Yes.
Excellent, sing one of them.
Do a happy one.
The Suburban Breakout happy?
Yeah.
It's Bouncy. We do that one?
Yeah.
This is called, you should introduce it.
This is cool.
What's the background of the song? Are you saying?
What's
the
song about?
Like deep and emotional, and I don't really want to talk about it.
I'd say it's pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, okay.
Can I explain it?
Yeah.
Go on.
It's about Regina.
Take it away.
If I could have a suburban breakout, I'd take you along. Take you along, no, we would never speak or shout, but I'll make you play me a song. Play me a song. Oh, I'll be hiding in the flower bed, hiding from my love that, oh, I'm not ready yet. And I'll be hiding from the midnight kiss. It is a long catch. I said you left me in good grace. You left me here in a wonderland with no meaning. You left me here in a wonderland with no meaning. You left me here in the best place in the world, some would say. But I would think they're just children living in detached houses with imaginary spouses, getting drunk on pride and new whiskey all the time. Why'd you leave me here?
Was that right? Did I make a mistake?
That was right.
The end.
That was really good. Okay. Take the compliments while they last. I don't compliment people
a lot. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for listening, everybody. Thanks very much for coming on, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rebecca. You are good at that music. You proved me wrong.
Well, hopefully we'll have you on again sometime. Oh, yeah. Check out on Saturday.
The video that we're going to put up.
Yeah, we're going to put up a video of Rebecca singing another song.
Yay!
And you can see her face this time as well.
But right now I've got a face for radio.
Apparently we're recording this not today because Rebecca doesn't want to record it. But that's okay.
Vanity knows no bounds, eh? I don't know.
But yeah.
You'd have to stare at our two ugly mugs as well. So,
that's true.
I need at least 3 hours to put my face on.
So, yeah. Face on. Okay. So tune in next week. It'll be a non-guesty one is what we're calling them next week. Because that's how we roll. We're going non-guesty. Isn't that how we're doing it? Non-guesty, yeah. Guesty, non-guesty, guesty.
Non-guesty, guesty, no.
Chesty.
Non-guesty, guesty. Chesty.
It's going to be fairly rolling V-necks.
Very chesty.
Very chesty.
But we, yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.